All the articles you have come to love in Horse and Rider magazine are now available in this podcast, Horse and Rider on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Horse and Rider on Audio on your favorite podcast player, and you will never miss an article.
How to protect your horse during an infectious disease outbreak. When an infectious equine disease pops up in your region, do you know exactly how to keep your horses safe, or what to do immediately if your horse becomes exposed? To cut through the panic and misinformation, we asked H&R contributing veterinarian Dr. Barb Crabb for a clear, actionable outbreak response plan owners can follow the moment an alert hits. Number one, get accurate information. Before reacting, get facts from trusted veterinary sources, not social media chatter. Your veterinarian local, state veterinary teaching hospitals, State Department of Agriculture, or federal USDA updates, EDCC Health Watch. These outlets will confirm the disease involved, current risks, and recommended protocols for your area. Number two, avoid exposure. You don't need to lock your horse down unless your vet says so, but you should take smart precautions. Avoid hauling to any barn, event, or show where cases are confirmed. Ask your vet about immediate vaccination boosters if applicable. Some diseases have no vaccine. Limit visitors or outside horses entering your property during active outbreaks. Number three, if your horse was exposed, isolate immediately. Exposure doesn't equal illness, but it does require action. Isolate for 14 days minimum, 30 days is ideal. Stall or pen should be at least 30 to 40 feet from other horses. Check temperature daily. Anything over 101.5 degrees Fahrenheit requires a vet call. Early detection reduces spread and can drastically improve treatment outcomes. Number four. If your horse becomes sick, contain the contagion. Create a clear, safe quarantine system. Use a separate barn or a designated stall at the far end of your facility. Mark the quarantine zone. Duct tape lines on the floor work well. Clean and disinfect equipment and surfaces after every use. Always care for sick exposed horses last. Protective gear checklist: rubber boots, gloves, dedicated fork, wheelbarrow, coveralls, hand soap, and sanitizer. Set up a disinfectant foot bath at the exit to prevent the disease from tracking through your barn. Number five, strengthen your everyday biosecurity program. Strong biosecurity minimizes your risk, even outside outbreaks. At home, keep vaccinations current for all horses on the property. Quarantine new arrivals for 14 to 30 days. Never share feed, water buckets, or equipment. Keep hoses from touching buckets when filling. Dump manure and waste far from barns. Reduce exposure to flies, mosquitoes, and wildlife that can spread disease. On the road, don't haul a horse with a fever or one who recently had one. Disinfect stalls at shows before moving your horse in. Avoid community water sources. Don't borrow halters, lead ropes, lip chains, or grooming tools. Number six, how to disinfect properly. Most people get this wrong. Effective disinfection is a multi-step process. Remove dirt and debris first. Even disinfectant won't work on top of organic matter. Wash with dish soap or laundry detergent. Apply a veterinarian-approved disinfectant. Phenolic-based, Lysol, quaternary ammonium, Rock LD, rinse well. Bleach can work, but it becomes ineffective when organic material, dust, manure, is present, making it unreliable in barn environments. Items you can disinfect: grooming tools, bits, nylon halters, buckets, pitchforks, stalls, floors, tires, and shoes.